Hi, how are you, Mike?
I am well. So, what's Halloween? What's All Hallows Eve like now that most of the kids are gone at the Ferrara house?
Yeah, well, no one's trick-or-treating anymore. I do have a grandchild, my first.
Oh, congratulations.
Cecilia,
you're breaking my... Hey, before we talk about the real evil that is the pontificate of Francis and the real evil that is the Shamazonian synod here, you know, one of the things that has been forgotten in almost all of Christendom, or what remains of Christendom, and almost all certainly of the Catholic Church today, is that throughout the history of the church, from the time our Lord performed the first exorcism, when he cast the demons out of that woman, and he told, I'm trying to remember the gospel now, when he told whoever it is, go to her, the demons are gone. From the time of the first exorcism, the entire world has always known, if you've got if you think someone's possessed, obsessed, or infatuated, you don't go get the Reverend Franklin Graham, you go find a Catholic priest who's an exorcist, right?
Of course. And you make sure he uses the traditional Latin ritual for exorcism.
Right.
Instead of the modern one, which is a kind of, you know, dialogue with the devil. We implore you to consider leaving this victim.
Please, Mr. Devil, we implore you through the intercession of Pachamama to consider the power. Can you imagine an exorcist standing there? The power of Pachamama compels you.
Well, at least Pachamama did not end up at the final mass of the Shamazon Synod.
Now,
apparently the plant or collection of plants in a bowl of dirt, which is part of the ritual sacrifice offered to Pachamama, was placed on the corner of the altar during the offertory procession of the gifts.
Now, this is unprecedented in the history of Catholicism.
No kidding.
No, I'm asking you. That wasn't a rhetorical question. Is this unprecedented?
Statement of the obvious, but we've seen nothing but one unprecedented development after another over the past 55 plus years. And it's symptomatic of an ecclesial disease, a new way of thinking in the church. Monsignor Pozzo, in a very important address back in 2010 to the priests of the priestly fraternity, described it as a paraconciliar ideology. And he said that this paraconciliar ideology, which is foreign to Catholic thought, pervades modernism in the church and represents precisely, says Pozzo, what St. Pius X condemned in his great encyclical against modernism, Pascendi, written at the turn of the century, the 20th century.
And now, your piece that you wrote at Fatima. What's the website? I want to make sure I get the
Fatima.org.
At Fatima.org on Saturday, you say get ready for the new wrecking ball. We've had Matt Gaspers on this week, Michael Hitchburn, and Brother Andre was on. We talked a little bit about the individual parts of the wrecking ball, the married priests, the ordination of women deacons. Didn't talk very much about this new rite, this new Shamazonian rite that is coming our way. There does not seem to be, outside of a divine intervention, any force on this earth that can derail or can, prevail upon the Shamazonian Synod fathers, if you will, or Shamazonian Synod shamans. There doesn't seem to be any force that they pay any heed to other than whoever it is, we know who it is, who's barking out the demonic marching orders.
No, there really isn't a human solution at this point. Even those who oppose this pope, even some of those who have made very explicit statements about the errors he's promoting, yet refuse to mention that he's the source of them, none of these people are going to do anything about this pope. They're going to cower in silence. They'll complain, of course, about the outcome of his various initiatives, but they will not identify the source, and they will not, as the first pope was withstood to his face by St. Paul,